Yeah, well, every game from now to end of the season is going to be massive. There's no point in shying away from it. They're all pressure games. We are where we are, and you have to embrace it. Saying that today, after last week, I felt in the first half we should have been two or three goals up. First half performance was as good as I've seen. And you're saying to yourself, well, here we go again. Second half was different, but I still think we had the best chance in the second half. I think good football move. I think Dilser, you know, he was unlucky, got cleared off the line. And then we had to show another bit of our character in terms of digging in and sat a wee bit too deep. We got a wee bit leggy. But we done enough to see it through. I can't really remember Vonnegut having too many saves. Plenty in our box, but not too many saves. So, really pleased for the boys. You can see it. You know, I put my head on the block in terms of the same sort of team, apart from one change. Look for a little bit redemption for last week. Says to them, go and prove people wrong. Play on that hurt, that pain, what happened last week, and I think they showed that.
Does it show a bit of courage to come out and get a win after a difficult job?
100%, but I'm not coming out here and saying that. That's what we test them. You're a professional footballer and you want to be a winner, and it's about playing with courage and character and no feeling sorry for yourself. So, and I think I've seen that today. So, it's only a game, we'll enjoy it. As you say, we've still got a long, long way to go, but hopefully that sets us up for next week. And of what, everything that we've done, I cannot ask for them. I'll stand here right now and I'll say to you, I couldn't tell you before the game, I couldn't tell you the result, what it was going to be. But I can tell you we worked so hard for our performance on the training pitch and the demands that we're putting on them for a performance. That's what I'm after. And usually, 9 times out of 10, you guys going about results, I'm a wee bit different. I think performance gets you results. So I can only control the performance. I can control that. Sometimes I can't control the results. So as soon as we come in on Monday, right, it's back down to work and it's all about performance, a belief, performance, a trust, a demand, a courage. And they showed that today.
Fans as well, both at half-time and at full-time.
We need our fans. The great man says here, football's nothing without supporters, and I'm absolutely delighted. You know, once again, we've had a hard season, and after last week, we've just needed to dust ourselves down and see, right, our season starts now. Who's in? Who's all in? And to be fair, it's body language, it's character, it's the way they go about their business, they train, the demands, and I've seen that this week. You know, and they brought something extra to the table, so long may that continue. I think also that, I think you've seen the class of Lawless. You know, he gets us up the pitch, he's got that wee duck and dive and then passes, plus his work ethic's been fantastic. And I'm delighted for Big Cole Donaldson as well. I don't think he had the greatest game last week, but we had to fling him in. Today there, he won every header and every duel, every one-on-one duel, and you know, along with the rest of them. So, you know, Lewis Martin as well, come on, played his part. He was the one. And then I have to say a goodbye to Mark Connolly. That's him away. We knew that was happening about a month ago. We had to keep him motivated, and he goes with my blessing in terms of he's been a fantastic guy to work with. He's led for the front. He's demanded of his players, and he'll be sorely missed.
The difference he made today, will that be an area you look at in the transfer
window? Yep. Got our position. I keep saying this and I'll say to you, the club's been fantastic in terms of you know, putting funds to get one or two in. We've spun the plates to put one or two out. Wiggy's away to Arbroath, you know. I really wish him well at Arbroath. I totally understand where he's coming from. I feel his pain when he's not playing. Every player wants to play. I'm hoping he gets his game time at Arbroath. But that money might help us get one or two others. And we're spinning the plates. We've had disappointments. We think we've been close to one. They've not quite happened. And it's anybody that we feel it's good business coming in or going out, it's good business for the club, then we'll go and try and do it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks.